All right, everybody. On today's podcast, we talk about Barilla Pasta and how Barilla Pasta is ethically poaching real estate in their customers' brains, getting them to cook more pasta. And when they listen to the radio, subconsciously guiding them to buy and make more pasta, and they might not even realize why it's happening. So let's get into the show. Welcome back. Today, we're going to make this short, sweet, and we're going to talk about marketing, like genius marketing and social triggers, and ethically poaching as much real estate as possible in our customers' lives, leading them back to us. And so today, I get to talk about Barilla Pasta. And if you're listening to this, and you're listening on Spotify or on iTunes or wherever, you're going to want to go check out Barilla Pasta's Spotify account. Because this is a lesson in divergent thinking. This is a lesson in social triggers. This is a lesson in ethically poaching real estate in our customers' lives that ultimately lead them back to us. And if we think about Barilla Pasta is sold in every grocery store, right? You walk in the shelf and you see it. And everyone's like, yeah, but how would you do marketing for that? Like, how could you use social media for that? How could you create experiences for people that would get them to buy more pasta, right? So this is where I'm going to give really aggressive book recommendations that I've been talking about for years, and I really just wish people listened to me. So here's your invitation. The book Contagious by Jonah Berger, which is the why things catch on or why things go viral. And in that book, there's a chapter dedicated to social triggers, and they're absolutely incredible. And for me, social triggers are anchors or reminders that we can install or create or give to our customers that every time they see them or hear them or smell them or taste them or experiencing them, it reminds them to accomplish the goal that we're helping them accomplish. And in the lens of Barilla Pasta, most people think the goal is to sell pasta. But if somebody goes and buys 6 boxes of Barilla Pasta, and they stay on their pantry shelf and they never use them and they throw them out, they don't come buy more pasta. And so this is a genius, genius move by Barilla and something I've used for years and I've never talked about publicly. But in this show notes, we have a link to an Instagram reel and Barilla crushed this. And so Barilla actually has a Spotify account and they made playlists for the exact length of time it takes to cook each and every pasta. And so I literally have this in front of me right now because it is genius and I've been waiting to do this. They have mixtape spaghetti, boom boom fusilli, top hit spaghetti. And when you open them, they're labeled by the name of the pasta, right? Penne, linguine. They even have an al dente and a normal option. And then in it are popular songs of today's time that all when added up equal the exact length it takes to cook that pasta. So then in their marketing, in social media, they can post this and tell people like, oh, cooking your penne will jam out to us. So the moment you drop your pasta in, hit play on the playlist. And the moment the songs are done playing at the end of the playlist, pull your pasta out. And so this is literally number one on the Barilla team. Kudos to you, because this is divergent thinking 101. How to think creatively to anchor things in for our products or services that allow people to use them differently than we thought. Number two, in that same book, Contagious, it talks about the 5 reasons people share: humor, credibility, education, social status, and controversy, right? Well, this one would be humor or credibility or even social status by being associated. But you can imagine that when I'm in my kitchen and I whip out a box of Barilla Pasta and I have 3 friends in my house and they're like, what are you playing? I'm like, oh, it's my playlist. So I know when the pasta's done, they're going to be like, what playlist? And I'm like, oh, Barilla made this. Or when I go post on Instagram stories that I know when my pasta's done because the songs end and they have an equal mix of flavors of music in there and separate playlists. But this is completely genius. And this is exactly what customer journey is about. This is about creating experiences, because also when somebody's making that pasta and they're listening to this playlist and they hear a song that they love and they love that song on the playlist, and then 3 weeks later they happen to be driving and they play that song again when they're not in their kitchen, they're going to have what's called episodic memory as an anchor back in to that moment and probably subconsciously think about pasta. And I would be willing to bet that some of those people go home and make Barilla pasta for dinner because they heard that song and they can't figure out why they keep making Barilla pasta. And so I genuinely want every single one of you listening to this to go look at this playlist, to go look at Spotify, to go see how they did this, but also to start thinking creatively in your business, in your brand, and about your customers on the things that you can use to create similar experiences, right? It could be as simple as making a playlist on Spotify. It could be making a worksheet that they print out on their fridge. And there's hundreds and hundreds of examples. But this is a showcased example of what happens in the book Contagious. And Jonah Berger in that book breaks down why things go viral, what people need for ingredients or evidence to be able to do it. And they've personalized each one to be the exact length of that playlist. And so this is operating on a relationship that's deeper than just the product or service, but it's creating moments or experiences in somebody's real life that when they see them, they have a positive experience and it reminds them or it holds them accountable or makes them feel like they're in relationship with the brand in association with them achieving the goals that we have set out to help them achieve. And so a lot of people ask, like, why pink and why lighthouses? Well, my pink came in as an accident, and it was because I was literally giving a keynote in pink shoes because I was wearing pink shoes to help my son love pink again because he came home from school and said he couldn't wear pink anymore because it was a girl's color. And I was really angry, and I'm not proud of myself in this moment, but I Google knowledged as I drove to his school because he said it was the teacher, and I gaslit them about pink. And I was like, oh, I'm going to make sure that I make pink cool again. And I gave a keynote, and I had pink shoes on, and it was a pretty infamous keynote. And then like 3 months later, there was another conference, and someone's like, you're the guy in pink shoes. You're the marketer in pink shoes. You're the customer journey guy in pink shoes. And so I get messages all day, every day when people have pink shoes, when they see pink glasses, when they see pink clothes, and they're like, hey, I thought of you. Hey, I thought of you. And then the reason I use a lighthouse is because it matches my mission statement in life. Like I wrote what my purpose in the world was to stand with structure in the face of resistance to create possibility. And I think lighthouses are a definition of that, right? They sit, they share their light consistently and congruently, always leading people home, allowing them to take their own journey. And I talk about lighthouses because they're important to me. I share about lighthouses. I post about lighthouses. And I get between 5 and 15 messages a week of people sending me pictures of lighthouses. And I get them, and I got one a couple of weeks ago, and a woman was like, oh my God, I had to send you a picture of this lighthouse. I was driving down the highway, down the coast, on the East Coast somewhere with my husband, and I saw the lighthouse. And then it reminded me of your podcast. So I put on your podcast and we started listening. And now my husband loves your podcast and he listens to it all the time. And that's actual tangible evidence of how social triggers work. And I think the easiest way for you to get creative is to go look at the other ways that people do it and then start bringing these moments in for you, because there's no right or wrong way to do it. There's no, this one will work, this one won't work. It's really about trying things and thinking divergently, right? And I'll break this down really quickly because I throw out the term divergent thinking and I didn't know what it meant for a long time and nobody ever explained it to me. So in the lens of thinking, convergent thinking and divergent thinking are two separate things. So convergent is linear. And the way that I explain this is convergent thinking limits us to what we currently know, and divergent thinking creates possibilities. And so if I was to take a red brick and I gave it to a group of adults and I said, hey, how could we use this brick? Most people would say, oh, you can build a fireplace, you can build a wall, you can build a chimney. But if I took that same brick and I gave it to a group of kids and I asked them how they could use it, they'd be like, I'd make a rocket ship, I'd make a fort, I'd make a laptop stand, I'd make a flower planter out of it. So when we think about an item like the brick and we think about all the traditional ways that people use it, that's convergent thinking. But when we look at that same item and we think about it in divergent thinking, we think of all the other creative possibilities or ways that we could use that brick, not as a brick, but as something else, a doorstop, a laptop stand. I could carve it into a vase or a piece of art or a statue if I had any of those skills. And what Barilla does so geniusly here is they create a bridge between the consumer who traditionally buys their product not online, not in e-commerce, but in actual grocery stores, and creates an opportunity or a place for them to engage with the brand while also having it anchored into moments that they love, that they might use to benefit them. And because of that, it creates more touch points for people to have an association with that brand. And when we add more of those touch points, we create what's called endowment. And endowment is basically evidence that deepens somebody's relationship with our brand or with their habits or behaviors. And that is from Jonah Berger's other book, The Catalyst, which is what gets in the way of us becoming a catalyst, but then how to positively use those things to create experiences for our people to deepen those relationships. And so this example from Barilla Pasta is absolutely incredible, but you can think about this on a small scale or on a grand scale. And I will give you another tangible example before we wrap today's show. So another example is for every event I do, whether I'm facilitating a customer journey event, whether I'm facilitating a women's event, a men's event, a breathwork retreat, anything, I make a custom playlist for that event. And when I make that playlist, they are the only songs that I play at that event. And then after the event, I send that playlist to people as a thank you and as a reminder of us at the event. And here's the playlist that you could listen to. I also know, and I am open about this, and people thank me for this, that when they're 3 weeks down the road, 6 weeks down the road, and they listen to that playlist or they hear a song that was on that playlist, it transforms them or transforms, whatever the word, it transports them back into that room or back into that moment where they remember what we were talking about or they remember what we were teaching. And it brings back those positive emotions, leading them closer to their goals. And so I wanted to throw this out as a quick hit. Here's a really, really beautiful example of how this can be done so that you can start to play with these with your brand or your service, because there is no company, no product, or no service that is absolved from this. It happens in every industry, every product, every service, every coaching program. But we have to be willing to think creatively on what experiences or social triggers can we create that will help empower our customers to get the results that they want and then lead them back home to us. And so I wanted to share that today. So make sure you go check out Barilla's Spotify account. And I would challenge you to take out a piece of paper and list out five ways or five creative ideas that you could use to anchor in social triggers for your customers, to anchor in positive feelings for your customers, to anchor in anything that would help them in their normal life, lead them closer to their goal, or lead them back to you to empower them to get the results that we're looking for. And so that is one way that we can ethically poach real estate in people's lives, serving them and their benefit while giving us the association and helping them get there. So I wanted to share that today. And so I can't wait to see what you guys do. And if you make any Spotify playlists or any of those things, send them my way. And even if you have any beautiful creative ideas or things that you think of and you want to share, I'll share them on the show. I'll share them on Instagram. Just send them my way. And so I can't wait to hear from you after this episode, but I wanted to drop in. We hit 13 minutes, which is my favorite number. So it feels like a perfect place to stop the show. So I love you. And remember that relationships will always beat algorithms. So I will either see you in the next episode or you will hear me in your earbuds. But either way, we're out.